היי גייז, סוט דיי ז'יטלן קון, אומה בנשים, אני מנסמי בשי. I'm good, I'm happy, and the weather is great. It's just one of those days where my mood is not so low. And في شي كتير عبالي أعمله اليوم, اللي هو, since I think it's our fifth episode today, including our introduction, so I asked you 4 days ago, سألتكن على Instagram, إذا فيكن تبعتوا لي questions or anything you'd like to ask me. And you did, you came through. But I couldn't, of course, screenshot all of them. I screenshotted some of them. I feel like today is giving back and giving you guys anything you need, anything you want, anything you ask for. So you asked me questions and I'm going to be answering them today. And I'm so excited. فحكون عم بحكي انجليزي وعربي. لا يلي بركي ما بيفهم انجليزي كتير او بركي whatever, no, just in case I'm going to be talking both, and I hope you're gonna enjoy this, and some of the questions are really amazing and I can't wait to dig deep in them. وسوري للعالم اللي ما قدرت ترد عليهم, بس سوري questions ما منقيتهم تنقية, just screenshotted هيك whatever, ورح كون عم جاوب عليهم. ما عرف اصلا اذا حقدر انه جاوبهم كلهم, بس حجرب. Okay, so first, are you in a relationship? Yes, today I am in a relationship. I am in a committed one, hopefully in a good one and a healthy one. So yes, I am taken. How can you continue on loving when all you get is people taking advantage of you? Well, this is how you get yourself to love people when you get hurt. The more people think when you're hurt and when the more heartbreak you go through, يعني كل ما حدا يكون زعلان بحياته, كل ما يمرق بقصص, أنا بتفكر إنه مع الوقت ما بقى فيه يحب أو بتخف طريقة الحب من, يعني people think whenever they are the more they're heartbroken about something, the less they'll be able to love others, which is wrong, because the more you're hurt, the more you are loving. لأنه الواحد يكون كل ما يكون زعلان, كل ما يعرف قيمة الزعل, كل ما بده العالم تكون زعلانة, كل ما يعطي أكتر حب, كل ما يقدر يحب أكتر بحياته. فبرك اليوم لأنه you're going through some shithole thing in your life because you are heartbroken, at the moment, in the midst of the moment, you feel like you're not able to love anyone or not to be able to trust anyone or anything, because this is the normal process of things. Because when you're in pain, you're protecting yourself. So everything you're used to give out to others, you're giving get to yourself. So in the moment, وقت حدا يكون كتير زعلان, ما بيقدر يعطي شيء, ما بيقدر يحب, ما بيقدر يوصل, ما بيقدر ولا شيء, ما فيه يكون اصلا surrounded by other people. So what the person does, هو بيحب حاله وبيهتم بحاله وبيصير اكثر introvert على حاله, and this is the normal process. But I'm here to tell you that with time you're going to be able to love again and trust again and all of these things if you work hard on yourself in order to just not grow bitter. Because sometimes the more hardship we go through, we grow bitter. منصير قاسيين, منصير أكتر rigid, منصير أكتر ندفش العالم, منصير أكتر aggressive, constantly defending ourselves. I'm saying because this is exactly what's happening to me now, and I'm aware of it, and I keep on telling that to my friends. Like, I don't want this to stick around. Like, I ما عبالي ضلني هيدا الإنسان اللي constantly aggressive, ما بينحكى معه كلمة إلا ما بتشب ودغري بتعمل مشكل. But it's just my way of defending myself, because before I couldn't defend myself. I was too weak to. I was walked all over. So now I'm learning to become maybe more sweet. Although I don't think I've ever grown mean. I've been mean once or twice in my life, but I've never actually been deeply mean. Like, meanness was never rooted in me. So, but now I realize that I'm more aggressive and more defensive. So I don't want that in my life. And I'm working really, really hard to be aware of that and try to change that. So yes, you can love and you will trust again. You just need time, and time heals all wounds. How to get over someone? Boy, oh boy. I've been asked that question so many times. كثير في عالم تجي بتسألني إنه كيف فينا أنسى, كيف ينسيها, كيف ينبطل حبها, كيف those are the wrong questions. You are not here to stop loving someone that you once loved. إذا أنتوا حبيتوا بعض مرة فترة بحياتكم, ما حيجي وقت وتبطلوا تحبوه أو تبطلوا تحبوها هيك overnight, أنه نمتوا قمتوا خلاص جرحتني ما بقى حبها. لا, even if people cheat on you, you don't stop loving them because you've loved them for all this time. يعني أنتوا حبيتوا هذا الشخص لمدة 6-9 أشهر 10 أشهر سنة سنتين, حبيتوا هذا الإنسان deeply, حبيتوا له هو شو. فإذا خانكم لو إذنكم ما حتجوا أنتوا تناموا وتوعوا وتبطلوا تحبوه, ما حتصير هيك. حتبطلوا يكونوا بتكون كونوا معه, إيه حتبطلوا ما بعرف, you stop having respect for her or him or whatever. بس love stays, love fades with time of course, بس compassion and care and love and all of these things stays. So what you have to do is how to get over someone. In order to get over someone, you have to love yourself more. You have to give yourself. كل ما تتركوا أنتوا بحياتكم, تتركوا كأنه بتحسوا أنتوا أنه تركتوا شقفة منكم مع هذا الشخص وقتها تتركوا. مشان هيك بتوجع. That's why we feel pain. Because we feel like there's so many memories, so many things we've lived with that person. Where are they going to go? Am I going to live that again? Am I going to feel that happy again? Am I going to love that much again? There's so many questions that go into your brain. You have to shut these questions off because yes, you're going to love again. Yes, you're going to be that happy again. This person, no one makes you happy. You make yourself happy with that person. نحن منفكر أن هذا الشخص هو اللي باسطنا, بس مش هو اللي باسطنا, نحن باسطين حالنا معه. فنحن رأسنا بصير يقلنا أنه آه لا, هذا الشخص هو باسطني, ما حيجي حدا بحياته حيبسطني قد ما هو باسطني. مش مزبوط. نحن اللي منخلي حالنا مبسوطين, نحن اللي منزعل حالنا. ف to get over someone, you have to take distance from everything. Don't stalk their social media. Don't do it. Remove Instagram, remove WhatsApp. Don't go check if they're online and all of these things. Don't hurt yourself more. Sit with your friends, sit with people you love, sit by yourself, do simple things. And I have this motto in life that whatever happens in your life, شو ما يصير بحياتكم, go back to the roots of livelihood. يعني شو ما يصير trauma, شو ما يصير زعل, شو ما يصير heartache, go back to the simple things in life. Sit in nature. Go on a hike, sit with your friends, listen to some music, watch a good movie, go back to the basics. There isn't anything major that you can do that will help you get over someone. You have to let time do its toll. مع الوقت كل شيء بيروح, مع الوقت إن كان حلو إن كان بشع, thank God. So with time, everything will go. But time by itself doesn't heal all wounds. You have to help time. You have to be able to work on yourself. تشتغلوا على حالكم, تفكروا بطريقة صح, ما تفكروا بطريقة غلط. أنتوا تركتوا for a reason. Sometimes I hear a lot of girls, أنا كمان كذا مرة صايرة بحياتي, مش كذا مرة actually, مرة صايرة بحياتي, where منترك for a good reason لأنه this person is not good for us. بعدين منرجع لأنه missing them is just louder than the pain that they've got, caused us. وthe second منرجع منندم أنه إيس أنا بعرف, عارفة إنه هو هيك, ليش رجعت؟ فل برجع بشتاق له, برجع بجي, بس مش مزبوط. You leave. Missing is part of grieving. They're gonna get a time where you're gonna stop missing them. So just ride that through. Go through that pain. Be strong enough to leave that person. I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot about that subject because هلا خصوصا بquarantine it's very hard because ما فينا نضل, ما فينا نغير جو, ما فينا نروح نشوف أصحابنا. So it gets harder. But no matter how tough it is, you have to get over it because you cannot stay with a person that's not good for you. You broke up for a reason. Whatever that reason is, no matter how big or small it is, you broke up for a reason. So you're not going back to that person no matter what. Put that in your mind. No matter how painful it is, keep on reminding yourself, always, this is what I do. What I usually do is in my head, بحط مثل كأنه billboard, okay? بحط كأنه billboard بوجهي, I remind myself of all the reasons why I shouldn't and do not want to be with that person. وبخليهم بخلقتي. Like every time I feel like missing them, I remind myself of one thing and one reason why I shouldn't be with them. And this is what you should do. And this is what I always tell to my girlfriends. Always remind yourself, and my boyfriends, like my friends, guys and girls, both go through heartbreaks the same amount of time. Like مش amount of time بس قصدي انه الشباب والبنات نيلتهم بيوجعوا بذات الطريقة. ما عارف ليه في استجمة كأنه الشباب ما بيوجعوا البنات بيوجعوا او vice versa. البنات والشباب نيلتهم بنوجع بذات الطريقة وقت نترك اذا عن جد كنا منحب الشخص. بس ما فينا نقعد نفكر بالتاني شو عم بحس انه او يكون زعلان او يكون اشتقلي او ليك انه عم تفكر فيه. ما فينا. You cannot think about that. You have to think about yourself. So you broke up for a reason. Yes, these memories were there once, but they're not there anymore. And you have to get over that idea. إنه خلص. هيدي فترة من حياتنا عشناها. Whatever it is. The bad and the good. The bad صاروا أكتر من the good. Thus, I need to leave. And there's a reason why. And trust me, you will love it. I promise you. So many times, I stayed in fucked up relationships thinking I would never be in love that much again. I would never meet someone that will love me that much or make me happy أو أتسلى معه أو أمزح معه أو يفهم لي رأسي. صدقوني, I was so stupid. I wish I would go back and say that to my older self. إنه, dude, trust me, some people are going to come into your life and they're going to prove you wrong. So ما بقى حدا يفكر إنه في, there's not one person for every person. There's the stigma and misconception in this life. إنه في شيء اسمه soulmate. I don't believe in soulmate. I don't. If I have a soulmate, I'm fucked because I've said that to over 7 to 8, 10 people. So which one is it? No, you don't have one soulmate. You have soulmates. You have so many people that you're going to meet and feel connection to and then خلاص. So get over the grieving part. Stop thinking about so many things. We're going to talk about breakups during my podcast later on. We're going to talk about so many things about relationships. But for now, the how-to is be by yourself, be with your friends, whether it's on Zoom, whether it's on the phone, put some movie on, create some stuff, work something that you like to do, do some workouts, put some music, TV, whatever you want to do. Just don't text, don't answer their phone calls, and just move on. Start moving on today because the further you postpone it, the more it's going to hurt. So move on today and trust me, you're going to thank me later. I give you 2 to 3 weeks and you're going to be fine. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. 3 weeks and you're going to stop missing them. You're going to stop thinking about them and all of these things. Just 3 weeks. So next, do you think someone can overcome depression alone? Yes, I think someone can overcome depression alone because aslan, depression, you overcome it by yourself because when you're depressed and when you're anxious, you do not believe anything your therapist or anyone around you tells you. أنا وقت كنت مرقة بدبريسيون ما كنت عم صدق شيء my therapist كنت عم تقولي. كنت عم بقول لها أنت عم تقولي لي هيك لأنه أنا عم بدفع لك. وبيي وقت كان يحكيني, بيي is a psychiatrist, فوقت كان يحكيني كنت قلت له أنت عم تقولي هيك لأنك بيي. فما كنت صدق حدا شو كانوا يقولوا لي, أنا كنت صدق بس حالي. I couldn't trust anyone. خيبة أمل. So during this فترة, all I could do is work on myself by myself. Aslan, the reason why you're depressed and anxious is because the voices in your head, which is you, your own voice, بيكون عالي كتير. بدك أنت بتكون بينك وبين حالك, وأصلا أنت بتنعزل وقت تكون بهيدا الفاز بحياتك أو بحياتك or whatever. So whenever you're depressed and you're not okay, you become alone. بتصيروا تبعدوا عن العالم لأنه بتصيروا أنتوا عم تحكوا في هيدا السلف inner monologue بيصير كتير عالي, بيصير a very negative one. So in order to overcome depression by yourself, you have to reinforce your positive side in a sense of مش it's gonna take a lot of effort, بس you need to تعكسوا كل شيء عم بيصير براسكم and not believe your anxiety. Anxiety lies to you most of the time. Most of the time it lies to you. Whatever it's saying, it's lying. But the hidden messages behind it is the truth. يعني the reason why you're depressed, there is the truth. And you have to go in the searching and finding of why is it that you're depressed. Most of the time you think you're depressed because of something, بس ما بيكون هيدا هو المزبوط depressed. بس your mind is telling you that to spare you from the real pain, real truth of why is the reason why you're depressed. So in order to overcome it alone, لازم الواحد يروح and be in the searching and finding for the reason, the core reason to why you are not okay. Not مش السطحية, مش the superficial one. إنه إيه, I'm not okay لأن عملت حادث. لا. There's a reason why you are not okay and go in that searching and finding and heal that wound. Stop putting band-aids on wounds and scars. Just heal them. How can we survive in this country? We cannot survive in this country, my love. And this is why I think we're all eventually going to leave. Especially, أنا ما بحياتي كلها ما فكرت معقول أقول هالجملة. أنا معقول أنا أترك لبنان. But here I am saying that and actually believing it and planning on to. How can you describe true love? Well, there are a million ways for me to describe true love. I don't know. I've been in love before and I've been passionate before. I've been in relationships with people I don't really love. And I've been in relationships with people that I'm compatible with, people that I understand and that they understand me. So I've been in so many relationships in my life. Not so many, not 10, I guess. Yeah. What I can tell you is the following. So sometimes you're going to go through relationships that is love at first sight and it's going to be passionate. ورح تغرموا ببعض وكل شيء حيكون انتو الحياة كلها world stopped and all of these. This is not the one that lasts. This is not the one that sticks because whenever there's passion, there's blindfulness. So whenever you're in love so much by the person من أول نظرة من أول لحظة من very rarely do these relationships work out because فايتين فيها بالعمى فايتين فيها مغمدين عيونكم وبس مغرومين and you're just following impulsively your emotions. So this is why sometimes most of the times it fails. Most of the time it doesn't work. So for me with my experiences, true love is being with someone where you're happy. You get to meet them every day, get to know more about them every day. They make you happy. They don't make you sad. They don't make you cry as much as they make you laugh. And it's just a companionship, someone who's your partner, someone who you enjoy your time with, a friend, a best friend, a supportive person. So this is what love is. This is what true love is. Love is just a big title. And I always say that to my boyfriend. بيضل يقول لي أنا بحبك. بقول له بس أنا ما بديك تحبني. بديك تكون حدي. بديك تسندني. وقت أنا ما أكون قادرة أسند حالي. بديك أنت تكون حدي. تكون قادر أنت تحمل أنا مشاكلي معي. مش بس أنا أكون حملتهم لحالي. إذا عندي مشكلة أقدر أنا أجي لعندك أحكي نحكي فيها اتنيناتنا. نتسلى سوا. نضحك سوا. I want you to be free. I want you to be happy independently from me. ما بديك تحبني بس. اخر همي بالحب. بحب كتير عالم بحياتي. في كتير عالم بتحبني بحياتي. بس الشخص اللي بده يكبر معي ونكبر سوا ونعمل عائلة ونعمل بيت ونربي بيت إذا بدنا نعمل عائلة وإذا بدنا يكون عنا بيت سوا. هذا الإنسان مش بس لازم يحبني. لازم يحترمني. لازم أنا حب حالي ويخليني حب حالي أنا إذا بدي وقت لحالي يتركني يكون أنا لحالي مش يخوفني إنه أنت you're taking distance أنا بدي فله وبدي أترك لا وقت أكون لحالي أنا فيني أكون لحالي هو وقت بده يكون لحاله أكيد يكون لحالي بدي أكون مع أصحابي بدي أكون مع أصحابي so it's just more of a good balanced relationship. This is what true love is. This is why this is what growing old means. It means being with someone that cherishes you, respects you, loves you, is honest. Honesty is everything, man. Honesty is everything. Lying is just one of the biggest things in my life that I don't fucking understand and don't grasp. True love is something that is balanced, something that grows you, something that grows you. Most of the relationships that are toxic, you don't feel growth. بتحسوا أنه وقتها تترك إف كل العالم بتصير تقلنا أنه محلية شو حلو شو عاملة شو مدري شو ضعفانة وهيدا then it means that the relationship you've been in is very super toxic. So people should see your growth while being in that relationship. بصيروا يشوفوا قد ايه you're radiant, قد ايه you're happy, قد ايه you're smiling. So this is what true love is to me. I don't believe in passionate love and I don't like it at all, at all, at all. I hate it. I hate passionate love. It's not because it's just a heartbreaking. It's not because it's just toxic. It's just that it damages you truly and you spend the rest of your life trying to repair those damages. Some that I don't think are fixable. كتير بحس انه في كتير قصص انا فيي ما بعتقد حتى اقدر أقدر أنا أغيرها من وراء القصص اللي أنا مرقت فيها وعلاقاتي يلي كانوا كتير 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 مقيدين. Look, I don't think no, you get to a point where you're 100% fixed or you resolve these issues. So really, passionate relationships for me are just not it. Someone told me, everything you do shows you're an attention seeker. I enjoy it just because you look so pathetic. Thank you so much for the criticism. And I love it that it's a girl that's saying that to me. I just want to tell you, love, if you think I'm an attention seeker and you're giving me attention, I think you're giving me what I'm asking for. So I have nothing to say to you other than thank you so much for giving me and taking the 5-minute time to actually go on my stories. And I post a lot of stories. Go on my stories. Tap, 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 tap. Go into the comment box. Comment that with so many emojis. Jesus Christ. So many emojis. And write it down to fit in the box. Just to tell me that I'm an attention seeker and you enjoy seeing me as an attention seeker and that you're giving me attention. So thank you so much, Malor Jaha. You just made my day and you just made my podcast. So thanks. Did any man that you've really loved leave you just because he doesn't love you? What to do? Yes. My past relationship when I was really toxic, the really toxic one, he left me because he told me he didn't love me, but then came back to me telling me that he said that so I'd accept to leave, but he actually loved me and adores me and can't live without me, but he thinks the relationship is not good, but it's fixable. So this is how fucked up it was. So, okay, so when people tell you they don't love you, it's because probably they're saying that because they took you for granted. So a lot of girls come to me and tell me, and oh my God, my boyfriend broke up with me after 6 years telling me that he doesn't love me anymore. That's not true. It's not that they don't love you. It's that they're looking for something that's different because they take you for granted. And the second they find that different that they're searching for, they're going to come crawling to you. The second you move on, the second you find the right way to move on and you grieve and you love yourself and you don't accept someone coming to you and telling you that they don't love you, so you get yourself up and you leave that relationship and you cry yourself to sleep by yourself or with your friends, but not in front of him, they're going to come crawling back at you. But if you take them back, I'm going to punch you in the face. So yes, I've gone through that and it was really, really hard. Breaking. I looked at him, I'm like, what? I spent 2 years of my life. 2 years. معك بخراك بكل شيء بحياتك. عم بقضي كل شيء وقت معك. تجي انت بتلاقي غشي ما بحبك. نزلت من السيارة وطلعت على البيت. ما في يومين بيتبجع بيدقلي بيقلي انا ما هيك كنت قضي وانا بحبك عن جد. بس لانه بعرف انه كنت جربت انه نرجع نحن. جربت to fight for us. وبعرف أنا أنه ما في نوى وأنه ما حنقدر نحن نرجع سوا, بس عبالي وإن شاء الله ويا ريت وبحبك وبتعرف قد أنا بحبك. Just a mind fuck يعني. So people, whenever they say that to you, what to do? The person who just asked me what to do. I think what to do is in the fucking sentence. If someone leaves you because they stopped loving you, are you gonna stay? Are you gonna stay and look at them and force them to be with you? Is this who you are? No, you're not that person. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to allow you. So no, when someone tells you they don't love you, you turn your back, girl or guy or whatever. You turn your back and leave and never come back. Even if they text you 7,000 times, you don't stay friends with people who don't love you. Let me get that straight. I see a lot of people that stay friends because the other person is like, I can't not live without you. I can't live without you having you in my life, but I'm just not in love with you anymore. So can you please stay friends? No. No, bitch. I have friends. I have a life. I don't need you in my life. You don't want me as a girlfriend or as a boyfriend? Bye-bye, bitch. Bye. You're leaving. I'm out the door. So no. Never. Never stay friends at first. Whenever you break up, there's like a year or more or less a year where you're not friends, you're not talking. This is something that has to happen. You can't be friends directly after breaking up. You can't. It's impossible. Impossible. Please don't do that to yourself. Trust me, it's going to break your heart sooner or later. for so many reasons that I'm not going to go into detail now because I still have a lot of questions. But please, please believe me when I tell you, ما تكونوا أصحاب مع الشخص أول ما تتركوا. خلوا فترة 6 شهور, 9 شهور, سنة. خلوا فترة بعيدة طويلة ما تكونوا قراب عن بعض. لأنه mostly أنتوا بتكون تكونوا أصحاب مع هذا الشخص لأنه بعدكم بتحبوه, مش لأنه خلاص. وإذا أنتوا بتكون دلكم أصحاب معه لهذا الشخص لأنه هذا الشخص brings you comfort and support ومدري شو, بس أنتوا بطلتوا تحبوه, then you're hurting them. So please don't do that. Don't. Break up, break up. A break up is a break up. You leave. This is why it's called a break up. Not a break up, but we stay friends and I stay see you. No. Please. Love yourself, guys. Okay. How do you get over the fact that the person you love is with someone new? You don't get over the fact. You get over it eventually, but it's heartbreaking. Why do people... العالم كتير بتخاف توجع. العالم كتير بتخاف انه oh my god, انه ما بدي اوجع. كيف انه شو اسرع طريقة اقدر انا اتخطى؟ ما في اسرع طريقة. الطريقة الوحيدة اللي تقدروا تتخطوا الاساس هي الوقت. والوقت بده وقت. يعني مش انه ما فيكم انتوا, ما فينا, انا ما عندي حبه انه تحت لسان بتحطوها بتناموا بتقوموا. There isn't. You have to go through pain. Just go through it because trust me, اصلا it's a beautiful process. Even pain is a beautiful process. If you do it right, it is a beautiful process because you're feeling things. Guys, trust me, the hardest thing in my life has that اللي بحياتي انا مرقت فيه, مش ان الاوجاع اللي مرقت فيهم, مش ان الخرى اللي مرقت فيه, لا. أصعب شيء أنا مرقت فيه بحياتي هو وقت بطلت حس. هيدا السنة اللي مرقت فيها بحياتي اللي ما كنت عم بحس شيء فيها. I was completely numb. Numb, numb. My brain and body shut down completely. هيدا كانت أبشع سنة بحياتي. مش وقتها كنت حس. مش وقتها تركت. مش وقتها انوجعت. هولي ما بحياتي أنا بعتبر. أصلا ما بتذكرون. يعني هلأ إذا أنتم بتتذكروا قصص إنه في كتير قصص أنا إنه أمرار تركت بحياتي من زمان. ما بتذكر شو حسيت, انه مش ما برجع بعيشها, ما برجع بوجع مثل ما وجعت. خلص وقت وجعت وخلصت وقطعت. شو عارف ليه العالم عندها مشكله توجع, عندها مشكله انه تاخد وقتها تتخطى الامور. فيلت مالي غاره, ايه معلش حتتخطوها, بس اهم شيء تضلكم على كلامكم, تضلكم على رايكم انه هذا الانسان انا ما حاحكي معه, ما حاحكي معه. A lot of people out there are toxic, guys. You have to be careful. You can't go ahead and throw yourself around. ما فيكم حتى إذا رح تضلكم بمواقع أو situations or atmospheres اللي بيجرحوكم, حتضلكم تنجرحوا. يعني ما فيكم ترجعوا تجي لعندي تقولوا لي إنه شو بعمل, ما أنتوا بعدكم هنيك, شو بعمل. I can't say anything to you. You're still allowing it in. Don't allow it in. How do you get over the fact that the person you love is with someone new? You just don't check their Instagram anymore. Get away from it. Allow yourself to experience new horizons. يعني كل ما أنتوا تكونوا علقانين مع هيدا الشخص, بهيدا الشخص, ما حتقدروا تخلوا شخص جديد يفوت على حياتكم. يعني أنتوا you're slowing the process down. كل ما تفوتوا على إنستغرام, كل ما تفوتوا على واتساب, كل ما تفوتوا على هيدا, you're slowing the process of you moving on down. So don't do that. How can I be sure if he is into me? Love, if you're asking it, if you're asking that question, then this is your answer. Someone, if someone is into you, they'll make sure to let you know that they're into you. If they're fucking playing games, let that bitch go. Whether it's a girl or a guy. No one who's actually in love with you or likes you or whatever would make you question that. No one. And they shouldn't. And if they're making you question, they're playing games with you. So don't allow that. Trust me. Guys, you have to be blunt. There's no gray area. There's only gray area when you're in a relationship and in the middle of it. Then there is a gray area because you have to compromise, sacrifice. لازم انتو اللي هو بدو يعملو انتو انو فيكن تعملو كرمالو, etc. بس ما فيكن انتو اول ما تبلشو العلاقة, اول ما تبلشو dating او تتعرفوا على شخص, ما فيكن تبلشو بهول الquestions انو does he like me? Is he into me? Do you think? If you have these questions, then this person is not right for you. This person has to be blunt. This person has to be honest and transparent. وما يكون عنده ego لدرجة إنه ما بدي فرجيها أنا بتهمني. لا لا, games are healthy. أكيد they're healthy. هولي games إنه إيه بنتر ساعة قبل ما أحكي. هولي they're healthy. لأنه it's exciting. بس توصلوا لدرجة تسألوا, do you think if he's into me or if she's into me? No, this is not, مش لهالدرجة. No. So don't let that. How to get over someone in quarantine. It's so fucking hard being alone right now. I know, and I said that earlier. I know, it's كتير صعبة هلأ بهالفترة إذا بدنا نترك. لأن أنا بهالفترة تركت لفترة صغيرة. وكانت كتير صعبة علي لأنه ما فينا نعمل شيء، ما فينا نظهر، ما فينا نغير جو، ما فينا نشوف أصحابنا، etc. ما في شيء يطلعنا من هيدا الحال اللي نحنا فيها. So أنا يلي عملته what I did is I learned cooking. And I realized أنه when you do a new, when you learn a new skill, أنتو بتقوى. يعني هي مش بس قصة الظهر، قصة تشوفوا أصحابكم etc. وقتها أنتو تحسنوا حالكم بشغلة بتحسوا you're doing something greater. وبتكونوا بهيدا الوقت بدل ما تقعدوا تبكوا وتزعلوا عايدة الشخص، بتكونوا أنتو عم بتحسنوا حالكم for the better for later on. وقتها أنتو actually تتخطوا هيدا الموضوع، you'll get out of it with a new skill, which is really good because your unconscious mind will be proud and بيصير يقول أنه through hardship أنا علمت حالي شيء كتير أساسي بحياتي، علمت حالي a new skill، علمت حالي a new talent. فyou feel so much better about yourself once you actually get over that phase and that breakup. رح تطلع منها way out مع with a new talent. So أنا this is what I advise you. What friendship means to you? Friendship is everything to me, man. Everything. Friendship is it's the only, like, it's one of the biggest things and solid things that got me through so many things in my life. الأصحاب أنا أحسن شيء بالحياة، أحلى شيء. لازم يكون في your career، أنتو your career أول شيء، بعدين الأصحاب، بعدين العلاقة. People should always know that friends come first. لأن العلاقة بتروح بتجي، بس الأصحاب ما بيروحوا بيجوا. الأصحاب الحقيقيين المزبوطين ما بيروحوا بيجوا، بيضلون كل حياتكم، لأنه بحبوكم بخراكم، بمشاكلكم، بعقدكم، بكل شيء. And they're the they're a sort of reflection of yourself. تذكر هذه كمان قلت لكم إنه ما تخلوا حدا، حتى أصحابكم، حتى whoever، يكون a mirror لإلكم، ما يكون مرايتكم. مرايتكم هي أنتو، أنتو الوحيدين اللي بتقرروا شو هي مرايتكم، كيف تشوفوا حالكم. بس الأصحاب هن a sort of مراية، يعني بتمرقوا حدا للمراية، بس مش المراية الحقيقية تبع ولادكم كيف أنتو بتشوفوا حالكم. So الأصحاب كتير أساسيين بالحياة، they're the main things in life. وأصلا فيكم تعرفوا شخص إذا هو منيح أو منه منيح، إذا عنده أصحاب أو ما عنده أصحاب. إنه شخص ما عنده أصحاب بحياته ما فيكم تأمنوا له، إذا ما حدا طايقه وهو ما طايق حدا، إنه كيف معقول تخلوه تفوتوه على حياتكم؟ How can you even be in relationship with a person ما عنده أصحاب؟ ما فيكم، مستحيل. لأنه أصحاب a friendship is it's a micro and macro. It's a mini relationship minus a lot of feelings, minus a lot of physical things. So a friendship is kind of like a relationship. So وقت تشوف حدا easier to maintain a friendship لهالقد وقت or whatever or a healthy friendship، يعني فيكن توثقوا فيه انه هيدا الانسان فيني انا اكون اصحاب، فيني اكون انا انه فيني اكون معه. لانه friendship is like relationship, it's the same thing minus the physical stuff. So yes, friendship is everything to me. Everyone always says that it will be okay eventually. Then why some of us get a sad ending? Because everything will be okay eventually. But some of us get a sad ending because some of us don't actually take into consideration that everything will be okay. Meaning, when I was going through a hard time in my life, I went through so many hard times in my life. كل حياتي عندي أنا my childhood was really, really rough on me. So كان كتير صعب أنا my teenage years were really tough on me, my childhood was tough on me, my early 20s were tough on me. So كتير مرقت بأساس أنا بحياتي صعبة، وما كنت كتقول أنا ما بحياتي حأطلع منهم، أو ما بحياتي حصير I'm going to be fine، أو ما بحياتي whatever. I used to always have this these negative thoughts in my head with this negative inner monologue, right? So قررت أشتغل على حالي رغم انه انا مصدقه انه ما حوصل لمحل، بس قلت بتعرفي شو، ما بدي ضلني هيك وما بدي حس هيك. لو انا مقتنعه انه حضلني هيك ورح حس هيك، بس بدي اجرب اشتغل على حالي توصل لمرحله بركي هيدا ال 1% of chance انه انا ما ضلني هيك بركي تزبط. And this is what I did all my life, and this is what you should be doing. The sad ending happens when most people give up completely. Completely. Why? Because they're not honest about what they're feeling to themselves first, second to their friends. They don't seek help. Because sometimes هو أكتر شيء شو بيصير وقتها نحنا ما نكون منيح بنعمة نعمة على حالنا منصير كأنه بهيك dark tunnel أو a dark pit. Exactly, that's it. منصير in a dark pit ومش إيش عين بقى مثل السكران يعني منصير مثل السكرانين ما في حدا حوالينا نحنا لحالنا ما في ضجة نحنا لحالنا عم نحكي لحالنا بينا وبين حالنا ما في حدا عم does monitoring our thoughts يعني هي بس it's like snowball effect. It's like a snowball effect. So بتبلش هي بـ small thought, negative thought. بنكون نحن كتير منيح بتبلش بشيز كتير صغير ما قاله معنا. شي small thought. ولأنه منتركها بتبرم بتصير كتير كبيرة. ومتصير لحالنا ومتصير عم نفكر بينا وبين حالنا. ف my advice is don't let it get to that point. Always let people know that are around you. Let them know. لأنه people sometimes بيرجلجونا لأنه نحن أمرار وقت كتير نسرد لحالنا ونشرد نشرد على قصص بلا طعمة وقصص مش منيحة يعني منصير نحلي القصص ما أبداً ما بتركب يعني فالعالم بترجلجنا أنه هو 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 لوين رايح مش شو كيف يعني ترك حالك لونيك رجلج طلع بحالك شوف أنت شو عندك أنت قدي حلو أنت قدي زكي أنت 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 أنت, أنت, أنت. فمنرجلجت شوي وبدنا نعود حالنا كلنا سوا خصوصا هلا during this quarantine زادت كتير الدبريشن والانكزايتي فبدنا نبلش نعود حالنا انه ما يكون عنا this toxic relationship مع حالنا عنا this habit نحن خصوصا بلبنان هلا من بعد الثوره من بعد المدري شو وكورونا صار عنا شغله انه بنحطم حالنا قبل ما حدا يحطمنا بكل شيء وإن كان بحكي إن كان بفعل إن كان بكل شيء بالعلاقات بين أصحابنا صار عنا عقدة إنه حدا يحطمنا فنحن منحطم حالنا قبل بدنا نبلش نطلع منا هيدا العقدة ليه؟ لأنه this is one of the main reasons why you are not evolving as a human being and I want people to evolve because Lebanese people are one of the smartest humans out there you can actually make some research you can actually these are facts so In order for you to evolve and become a better person and become a better you, you have to let yourself grow. Whether it's moving abroad, because هلا بالمسجز قريت إنه في كتير عنا عم تسألني عبالي فلو ما أرجع بقى من لبنان. بفهمكن 100% بفهمكن. But please, please, never, never, never let yourself go to that depth of darkness. Never in your life. All right? And in order to do that, keep people in check. Keep people next to you. Ooh, this was so good. And I loved it, Saraha. I really, really did. It was one of the best things that I did during this podcast, by the way. I'm going to do more of these questions and answer things. Now I'm going to have more next week or the week after. I'm going to have other people come with me. People that I actually love and I can't wait to share with you. And yeah. So I can't wait. And thank you so much for sending me in questions. I'm going to do that more often, Saraha, because I love it. And I feel like you're with me and next to me, all of you. وكان كتير حلو اليوم كتير انبسطت. ما حسيت حالي عم بحكي صراحة وما تعبت. يجلي بكون تعبين كتير لأنه بكون عم بحكي قصص عني that are really deep. So اليوم هيك حسيت ما بعرف حسيت كون معي. I love you so much, guys. And I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have more questions, please send them my way. And I'm going to have my people check them out. And I'm going to read so many of your questions and I'm going to answer them here. And I hope you liked it. And I love you so much. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your days. Relax. Listen to some music. Go on a walk and have some good food. I love you guys. Enjoy your weekend.